Hello, this is Bill Koenig at the Spy Command, and thank you for tuning in. Today I'm talking about a late 1990s James Bond continuation novel, and arguably the best by the particular author. So here goes. This week marks the 25th anniversary of the publication of High Time to Kill, the third Raymond Benson James Bond continuation novel. Benson, born 1955, an American, was hired to be the new Bond continuation author in 1995 after John Gardner had finished his long run. Benson earlier had written the reference book, The James Bond Bedside Companion. Besides doing novels, Benson penned a number of Bond short stories, some of which were commissioned by Playboy and TV Guide, Glidrose, later Ian Fleming Publications had approved publication, as well as the titles of the Benson novels. The author could suggest titles, but he didn't have the final say. High Time to Kill stands out among the Benson stories because of its details about mountain climbing. A henchman in the novel was named after Benson's friend and proofreader, Paul Bock. In that respect, Benson followed in the footsteps of Ian Fleming, who named characters after friends of his, i.e., the literary Bock yelled as he fell to his death. I'm not sure I got all the E's right in the post on the blog. Anyway, that's it. This is Bill Koenig at the Spy Command. Thank you for listening.